We will call the order of Board of Works for October 14th.
Simmer down out there.
First up is approval of the September 22nd minutes.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is City Department Head Reports, Animal Shelter.
Hi, Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. Let's see. In September, we took in a total of 66 animals, and 25 of them got adopted, and 9 of them were returned to owner. And so far this month, we have taken in 41 animals, and we've had 10 adopted, and 4 returned to owner. We've got all these handy reports that we can always put out. We have our Dogtoberfest on Saturday at the Pavilion from 6 to 10. So that'll be fun. And we've been working with a rescue group, so that's been helping us quite a bit. And I'm working on another rescue group, PetSmart Charities, called the Rescue Wagon. And so I have a meeting with them next week, and if we can get on board with them, then that will help us out tremendously.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Next is cemetery, but Danny is not here. He is a grandpa.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Great.
Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 2,112 runs. Fire Prevention Week was last week, so lots of kids in red hats. We still got some more coming in this week, but it's been great with the tours and the drills and the talks. Since our last meeting, we've worked with the United Way and the Day of Caring out at Walmart and the Red Cross with Fill the Boot, try to help them get some money. And now we're getting ready for this Thursday, 10/16, at 10/16, the Great American Shakeout, where everyone needs to practice their earthquake drills. So we'll be out by the schools for the stop, drop, and cover. Thank you.
And you had, and you collected money for your fireman run, Chief.
Yes.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. From 9 to 21 to date, we had 39 violations, 8 grass bills, and 7 junk and debris bills. And hopefully, end of the month, we'll know something about this grant money for the demolition of the houses.
Great.
We have no old business. We'll move on to new business. First is change order. Kevin Steele, Banning Engineering. We have Hunter.
Yes, Kevin Steele from Banning Engineering got it on the agenda, but I'm Hunter Pinnell with Vincennes Water Utilities. These are two change orders for two of the OCRA-funded projects we're doing on the levee. They're merely time extensions for the project. They're not changing the dollar amounts any, and they're due to weather-related, so just need pretty much a formality to get them approved.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the two attached change orders for a time extension for the Vincennes levee improvements.
Yeah, if you want to define, one of them is for Contract Division 1, and one is for Contract Division 2.
So noted.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Hunter.
Thanks.
Next is banner for Zombie 5K Run, Bonnie Miller.
Okay.
We will move on. Official trick or treating schedule, Chief Dusty.
Oops. Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. We're always asked every year to come up with some suggested Halloween trick-or-treat hours, so we've done so again this year. With Halloween being on a Friday, it allows an opportunity for a little more time for the kids and adults alike to get out and trick-or-treat. The suggested trick-or-treat hours for 2014 are as follows. Friday, October 31st from 5:30 to 9, and Saturday, November 1st from 5:30 to 9. I would just remind everybody, these official hours are just a guideline, not a law or a rule. The hours are simply to give citizens some idea of when to expect trick-or-treaters in their neighborhoods and some reasonable times for those participating to patronize those houses who are welcoming visitors. We ask those citizens welcoming trick-or-treaters to indicate so by illuminating an outside light during the above times. We also ask those persons celebrating to respect those that are not participating as well by not visiting those residents without their lights on. And so I would ask that those be the times that are announced for our suggested trick-or-treat times.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Up here.
Okay. Thanks, Chief.
Next is a neighborhood block party. James
Winty.
I'm Debbie Winty, and we'd like to request Seminary Street between 1st and 2nd to be closed off between 1 and 8 p.m. on October 25th for our second annual block party.
Okay. So the events you had last year, you had any problems or complaints from neighbors or any issues with
that? Everybody enjoyed themselves, and in fact, we've had neighbors asking when it's going to be this year.
Good. Chief, you have any problems with that particular traffic? Okay. So I'll make a motion that we allow for blockading of Seminary Street between 1st and 2nd from 1 p.m. till 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 25th. For a neighborhood block party.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Have fun.
Next is muster on the Wabash signs. David Weaver.
David Weaver, I'm site manager for the Vinson State Historic Sites. Basically, this is requesting if we could wooden signs, they're white wooden signs, up out at Welcome to Vincent sign on Hart Street and 6th and St. Clair, of course, with approval from that property as well.
So David, beginning the October 17th up to the event?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then the street banner, is that? No. We weren't able to accommodate.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So we're going to move to approve the placing of the white sandwich board signs for the muster on the Wabash beginning October 17th at the Hart Street location near the Welcome to Vincennes sign and the Cantwell property at the corner of 6th and St. Clair with his approval.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Good luck with the event, David.
Next is customer only parking sign, Jennifer Qualls. You should have a letter.
I am Jennifer Qualls with ServPro Vincent's, and we would like to place a customer only parking sign in front of our building at 712 Upper 11th.
712. Okay. Does this follow the same as resident?
So
the same $100.
So Jennifer, your manager understands the, or your owner understands the provision of the cost involved in erecting the sign and an annual fee. And this is right in front of your building, so it's not going to affect any neighborhood parking or anything.
There's plenty of parking for the houses. All have their own parking.
Chief, any issues you see, or Bryce, any problems? Okay. All right, we'll make a motion to approve a customer-only parking sign in front of the ServPro business at 712 Upper 11th.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Aye. We'll just pay that to clerk's office.
Great. Thanks, Jennifer.
Next is Knox County Shrine Club, Bill Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Bill Montgomery with Knox County Shrine Club. We are requesting three locations, October 25th, be approved. The monies will be generated to offset our expenses locally, plus transportation of transporting children to the four different hospitals that we serve. October 25th, the three locations are 6th and Hart. I'm sorry. 15th and Hart, 6th and Willow, and St. Clair and Washington.
Okay. And you have the liability insurance that you provided for Dan. So, okay, we'll make a motion to approve the Knox County Shrine Club Bucket Brigade for 10/25 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 15th and Hart, Washington Avenue and St. Clair, and 6th and Willow. Oh, okay, with the rain date of November 1st?
Yeah.
Is that okay? All right. So amended.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck with that.
Good luck. Next is block off a section of Bell Avenue for an auction. Ken Snyder.
Ken Snyder with Snyder Auction. We've got an auction for the Mike Smith Estate at 1621 Wabash, and we want to block off a portion of Bell Avenue to set the stuff out on the street that day. It'd be Saturday, this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday, okay. Any particular time frame on that, Kenny?
We'll start setting it out about 6 o'clock and probably be finished with 3.
6 a.m. to 3 p.m., okay. You okay with that, Chief? Any problems there? Okay.
Yeah, we've got
home.
Okay. It'll just be from Wabash to
Wabash to the other. Okay, I see that. Okay, all right. Okay, we'll make a motion to for a closure of Bell Avenue from Wabash Avenue to the alley adjacent to the Michael Smith property for an estate sale from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, October the 18th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, King.
Next is curb cut on Maple Street.
Oh. I am Dave Cope, property owner of 218 Pine Street. I was planning on building a detached garage in the backyard and wanted a driveway into the garage off of Maple Street. Concrete would be approximately 28 to 30 feet wide. Talked with one of the storm drain men. They said probably need a 15-inch culvert, about 40 feet long, so that it would taper the dirt down on both sides.
So that John's not here. I mean, is
he's already looked at it.
So he already has looked at it.
Yeah, and they've just talked with Mike.
Okay. Okay. So everybody's good on their end. Okay. All right. So we're going to approve a curb cut on Maple Street. That will be to accommodate a concrete drive of approximate 30 feet in width at 218 Pine Street. For a rear unattached garage.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, yep.
Next is Casey's General Store Bucket Brigade, Jenny Webb.
Hi. Hi, I'm Jenny Webb, store manager at Casey's General Store. We'd like to have a bucket brigade on the 18th for St. Jude Children's Hospital Research Foundation from 8 to 4. We asked for a rain date, but since Reiner's.
Okay, so from what time?
8 to 4.
8 to 4.
We have jackets and we have stands that we put in the corner.
Okay.
And liability.
So what? And what's the intersection? 15th and Hart. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't see that in the letter there. Okay, so we'll make a chief, you're okay with that? That's this Saturday? Okay, 8 to 4. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve a bucket brigade at the intersection of 15th and Hart by Casey's to support St. Jude's Hospital on Saturday, October 18th from 8 to 4.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very
thanks.
Much.
Yes, thanks. Good luck. Next is a dumpster at 2nd Broadway for Procopio.
You are not the Procopio. You may be Geppetto, but you're not. Topped by the city attorney. I'm sorry. And all the short jokes in the
crowd. At 127 North 2nd, which is 2nd Broadway, they're remodeling that building there, and he's wanting to set a dumpster on the Broadway side. There is two signs there, and it's going to be before to set it back there, but towards the alley. And is it, you know, he said 2 months, but he said he might get it.
That's on the Broadway side, right?
Yes.
They'll be doing that. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second Street's a circus, isn't it? It's just like.
Jeez. That's going to be nice when it's all done.
It is. I actually talked to Procopio over the weekend about his plans there, and so looks like it'll be a nice, nice operation once it gets in place. So when will that start, Phil?
Well, he didn't say. He just asked me if I could bring this up to the Board of Works.
So it's probably a 2 month period of time.
Yeah, he's been working on it off and on right now. So he's.
It's going to time in the next month or so, we think.
Probably in the next couple of weeks.
Weeks, okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll make a motion to approve the placement of a dumpster next to the Procopio property at 127 North 2nd Street to be located on the Broadway side of the building for approximately a 2 month period of time to commence later this month.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is two curb cuts between 13th and 14th on Mentor, Mike Severs. You have a letter and a drawing in your packet. Mike apologized because he was a prior commitment. He could not be here.
He's cooking at the restaurant tonight. Is that what he's doing?
Yes. JP, city engineer, was supposed to be here. He had a family emergency come up. He had to leave.
Okay.
But he's already looked at this, and he said he's good with it. You can see the drawing on the back.
So where are the curb cuts then? Oh, here in front of those.
And then 13th and
14th. Oh, this is for future parking for the addition of the hotel.
Right.
Okay. So for anybody that's not familiar with the property, the Town Place Suites is adding an addition to the rear of their building. So these two curb cuts on Mentor are to accommodate some future parking that'll be on the rear of that building. So I will make a motion to approve the curb cuts requested from Mike Severs with the approval of the city engineer to occur at 13th and 14th on Mentor.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next is National Watermelon Drop. Rick Lindenberg.
Mr. Mayor. Gentlemen, board members, it's that time again that the National Watermelon Drop Committee, a committee of convention and visitors bureaus, comes before you to ask for your help in pulling off the, I believe, the 8th annual National Watermelon Drop. The motley crew you see sitting on the back rear over there are some people that that helped do this, along with the own Mr. Mark Hill sitting up there.
So you guys had a meeting I didn't know about, and I missed the meeting.
Yes, Mark, you've been elected chairman since you missed the meeting. We've been waiting for the calls from CBS, NBC, and ABC, and John's fielding those, so we don't know how that's going to bring. But we've been invited by the National Park Service to come back down to Patrick Henry Square, and we'd like for that to be, much like we did last year, our Plan A, and also have Plan B. Do you have the one that has the yellow highlight on it?
Yes.
Okay, good. That was the thing I forgot to add, the first street in there. But big thing about Plan A, we leave Main Street open westbound so you can turn out, and if some way we could keep cars from coming in First Street and trying to go out, that would be a feat of its own, I understand. But if we could have the help from the city on doing those things that's on the list there, we'd sure would appreciate it once again.
Okay. So, Chief, have you seen this? I think Rick's going to bring you a copy. I mean, I...
Probably the only change is Main Street staying open, right?
Right.
Yeah. Last year, we had both sides of Main Street.
Right. 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 Okay.
I know it worked great last year. I thought it did.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. So this evening, we're just asking for the street closings and then... and part of that... Okay. So then the... We also have within here the access to the panels, electric panels, in the pavilion and on Main Street.
And I understand that on Patrick Henry Drive, that may really be the National Park Service.
Okay. So we have a good weather plan and a bad weather plan.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, okay. So instead of reading all this, can we just...
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll make a motion that we approve the Watermelon Drop committee request for street closings and electrical access with an attached good weather plan and a bad weather plan.
We may be a little short of equipment this year, so if it would snow, we may ask that you help us out there a little bit.
Oh, okay. Snow removal.
But that's something that's new in the plan this year.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Gentlemen, Mayor, thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay, next, Second Street request. Tillman. Got a couple.
First thing that I have is notice to bidders. Yes. And that is basically just a document that we need you to sign that is allowing the city to go out and bid for Second Street. We will be ready for letting the project by November the 24th and the 21st of October. Kathy Eaton McCallop will be here because this will be the first project in the state of Indiana that's under the exchange program that's actually ready for letting. So, but we'll actually put the bid out on the 24th of November. So that's what this is just you're allowing us to do that.
And the city attorney has looked at this.
should we make a motion pending your review of this, or what would you recommend, Mr. Attorney? You don't have it? Oh, apparently the attorney is searching for it.
Scanned to you and it was scanned and
the courier pigeons apparently were not working that day. Yeah. jocularity. Okay. So we are making a motion to approve the notice for bidding.
Notice to bidders.
Okay. All right, so we are making a motion to approve the notice for bids on the Second Street project per Lockmuller Group for the 14th, effective today, right? So that gets officially noticed. Okay, that's clear as mud, right?
I'll second the motion.
All right.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The next thing that I have is you have before you a contract for the Lockmuller Group for the water relocation that had to be done on the Second Street project, and this is reimbursable by the Indiana Department of Transportation.
That amount of 14.7?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll make a motion to approve the Lockmuller Group contract for the Second Street waterline relocation as part of the Second Street design to the amount of $14,700.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Like you said, October 21st is the
open.
Yeah, the groundbreaking or whatever for the Second Street project at 1 p.m.
What day? When is that again?
A week from tonight.
Today. Week from today.
1 p.m.
1 p.m.
You are invited.
Okay. All righty. And that is.
Okay. And that's it. The motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Excellent. Well, you did that.